And welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We are Two Chef Mission, and we are excited for today's episode because it is bringing us into the holidays.
Yep, we are in the holiday season now, so this is going to be our five tips for stress-free holiday meals.
Yes, and now I know that it could feel like stress-free holiday meals. Is that really a thing that can happen? But we do feel that this is 100% something that can be done. And if you follow these five tips, I definitely feel that I'm confident. Melissa's pretty confident in the fact that this will be a stress-free season. So
they're definitely tips that will help along the way.
For sure. So let's go ahead and jump right into them with the first one being,
don't try to do everything yourself.
No.
With your meal, and I think we said this for Thanksgiving too, but for your holiday meals, whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, those types of things, whatever you celebrate, don't try to do it all yourself.
For sure.
Because generally, you're going to have a group of people at your house, you're going to have a lot going on food-wise, and if you have people that can help, don't be afraid to delegate.
Yeah, always be willing to ask for help, especially because these holiday seasons, we have big family events, we have lots of friends coming over, so that means bigger meals, and that means, like Melissa said, taking on probably a little bit more than you would be normally used to taking on. So if you do have the option to delegate, which everybody does, don't be afraid to ask your friends or family to help pitch in something.
I was like, not everybody does, but most people do. I was like, okay, most people.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, well, and even if it's just your immediate family.
For sure.
Right? Then, because you could be having like a friend's holiday or your immediate family. So you're going to have, most likely you're going to have some people who can help.
For sure.
But don't try to do it all by yourself.
No. And our next tip for this season is to avoid trying anything new for the first time.
And we mean anything like brand new.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, sous vide, that could be fun. If you've never done it, probably not a good time to try it.
And it's one of those things that like sous vide-ing something, yes, can be a great option because it really, like the cooking process is really cool, as well as there's a lot of science behind it that actually helps with the flavor in the cooking. But I'm not going to dive too deep into that.
Yeah, that was already pretty deep.
But you really just want to be able to make sure that you're doing something that either you're comfortable with or that you've done a couple times before at the very least.
Yeah, you want it to be attainable. Not that that's not attainable, but generally, if you're not necessarily the biggest cook, if you try something very out of your
wheelhouse. Yeah.
On a bigger meal, such as a holiday meal where you have a big group of people or a party going on, it's more stressful. And why add to that
with
doing a technique or something that you've never done before?
Right.
So, this is going to lead into the next step that I'm going to hop over another one, but the point is don't try to do something brand new.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of pushing your boundaries on that and it's, you're almost asking for it to be more stressful. So.
Yeah, because like we said at the beginning, these are tips to make your holiday meals and holidays as stress-free as possible. And so one of the easiest tips with that
is use the KISS method.
Yep.
Which for us is keep it super simple.
Yeah.
Because as long as you know what you're doing, it's simple, but also delicious.
Yeah, for sure.
Your family and friends are going to enjoy it. It's inevitably going to work out and be great, even though it's simple. So, use the KISS method with your menus.
Absolutely.
To just make it easier on you. And that's where
that's
our fourth tip, but I was like, I'm going to jump that one because it just flows with our second tip.
Well, yeah, because, so. I mean, like you said, it's it flows perfectly mm-hmm. with the don't try anything new for the first time, and exactly. you just want to keep it super simple. And mm-hmm. in that regards, thinking about super simple, you want to go ahead and shop early so that way your super simple ingredients aren't mm-hmm. going to be bought up and you're going yes. to have to try something new.
Well, yeah, and I think we've all, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what it is, but during the holidays, it gets crazy.
It gets insane. With traffic
and getting to the stores and just... And just
being in the store gets insane because it's one of those yes, things that...
everyone is just more, like...
Hectic.
Yes, and it's just more hectic.
Chaotic so, is the best way to say it.
Get the shopping list figured out and then schedule your shopping earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just so that you're like, okay... I can probably get this all done in one store or get it delivered because if you wait too long for delivery, then they're all scheduled out.
Yeah.
So plan that earlier. As well as then if you have to go to a second store,
mm-hmm.
it's not as like chaotic as if it's the day before or
right.
only 2 days before, right?
Exactly.
Because your groceries are not going to completely die over an additional day or
they're
so,
really
right?
not.
So, shop early.
Yeah. And in fact, funny enough, with shop early, it actually means that you get to prep early as well. And mm-hmm. if it's something that you're, you know, needing to prep ahead, it ends up saving you a little bit of time on yeah. that front,
too. I mean, that also helps you with those, like, make-ahead meals, which is, you know, these are just additional bonus tips, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But that leads us to our final tip, which is when you're looking at... items of what you're going to cook and things like that, prioritize your family's favorites because those are the top ones that everyone's going to be thinking about and wanting and going to first.
Absolutely.
So make sure that you're focusing on those, and if you add on another one or a few, that's great. If you only do the favorites, that's also great because it's yeah. exactly what everyone wants.
No, and that makes, like, so, absolute sense mm-hmm. because I know, and this is something that we spoke about on one of our lives, talking about family traditions and favorites.
Mm-hmm.
My family, we do basically, like, fried bread balls called buñuelos, and we also do, like, hand pies mm-hmm. called empanadas, and, you know, those are traditions that my family has done since forever. I can't mm-hmm. even recall a year that we didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that we mm-hmm. always make sure that they're being done mm-hmm. at someone's house, at yeah. somebody in the family.
Well, because it's if you have them, great. Mm-hmm. If you don't have them, then it's a problem because you're like, wait a minute, we're yeah. missing this. So
and it really
make
drives
sure,
the feeling of the holiday
mm-hmm.
in with
so
it.
So make sure that your family favorites are at the top of your list and are your priority.
Absolutely.
So... we hope these tips help. I'm going to run through them real quick one more time. So it's don't try to do it all yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid trying anything brand new for the first time.
Exactly.
Use the KISS method with your menu. And also shop early. And then finally, prioritize your family's favorites.
Yep.
If you do even a couple of these... you are going to be having at least a lighter holiday meal that is not as heavy on the stress.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like even just taking a few of these and putting it into your holiday season or even mm-hmm. into your daily practice, into your daily lives, this could help immensely
mm-hmm.
with how you cook and how everything ends up working out for yes. your families.
Yes. And... if you love getting cooking, meal planning tips, recipes, any of those things, definitely check out our Facebook group, which is Meal Planning for Busy Parents, because we'd love to see you guys in it and connect with you and be able to answer any of your questions.
Absolutely.
As well as that's where we hang out and we do a live every week.
Yep.
And we've got some really cool stuff coming in the new year with meal planning, and we can't wait to share with you here, but also you'll get a lot more shared there as well.
Exactly. Plus you'll get to see more videos of mm-hmm. us there. If you're just listening to us on podcast, you can check us out on YouTube, on Facebook, and like Melissa said, on our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And we would love to be able to have everyone there.
It was like to all be the able places. To be
part of the community. Yeah.
You can find us at all the places, right?
For sure.
But again, we hope you love this. And we hope you have a great stress-free holiday.
And until next time, keep it 100% fresh.